A Tea Harbor man who was accused of feeding as much as 19,000 pounds of dog food to black bears over two seasons will avoid jail time, but he'll have to pay a hefty fine and somehow help state biologists with their bear tracking or mitigation efforts. 66-year-old Arnie Hanger appeared before Juneau District Court Judge Thomas Nave to change his plea and be sentenced on a single consolidated count of intentionally feeding bears in 2009 and 2010.
To the count as charged as count one, feeding of game, contrary to 5 AAC 92.230, how do you plead?
Guilty.
All right.
Hanger yesterday was sentenced to 10 days in jail, all suspended. $2,500 was suspended from a $5,000 fine, but there's also $1,500 restitution for at least two collared bears that may have to be euthanized. That's $4,000 to pay, plus 80 hours of community work service and 2 years probation. Hanger was initially charged with three misdemeanor counts of feeding game and one count of reckless endangerment stemming from 2 years of feeding dog food and bird seed to bears and coyotes from his yard. The remaining charges for feeding the coyotes and reckless endangerment are essentially being dropped.
All I can say is I appreciate you taking the time to deal with this. Other than that, I have no comment, sir.
Well, this is what I do for a living. You're not taking any more of my time. Somebody else would have anyway.
District Attorney Dave Brower compared the case and yesterday's sparsely attended hearing to a recent case concerning the poaching of two black bears and a black wolf nicknamed Romeo.
And a perceived notion of the person who killed that wolf did it with a particular type of intent. I remember speaking to people when this case came up that as far as fish and game goes in danger, this is a more egregious case. It's a more serious case, but it hasn't generated any kind of media attention, and I'm not complaining, by the way.
At that point, Brower glanced over to the only reporter present, who made up a whole third of the total observers in the courtroom. Defense attorney Kevin Fitzgerald described Hanger as a retired mechanical engineer who took up the hobby of photography and photographing bears.
Mr. Hanger has no prior criminal history. He is a kind and gentle soul, and he is a good man in every sense of the term. As a result of that, Judge, I urge the court to accept the Rule 11 agreement as an appropriate one.
But Judge Nave hoped that Hanger realized the consequences of his actions, habituating the bears to dog food and possibly causing them to lose their fear of people.
I'm sure, given the fact that you're the person that Mr. Fitzgerald describes, we're thinking in this, at the moment that you were photographing and habituating the bears, if you will, that you were doing them a favor, making it easier for them to find food and all of that. But in fact, hopefully you realize that what you were doing is essentially making them dependent. The young don't learn how to fare for themselves. Their mothers have not the motivation to teach them how to survive on their own because it's too easy to go to your house to have a snack. You also don't do your neighbors any good because it increases the danger to them, but it also increases the danger to the bears.
The community work service may be specifically tailored to Hanger's case. Brower here reads a message from Department of Fish and Game's Ryan Scott, the biologist that everyone calls when it comes to bears in northern southeast.
I am happy to work with Mr. Hanger to develop a public service program to educate people about the problems with feeding bears, including improper storage of trash food and other attractants. I believe there is a lot of credibility when a person who has been involved in something like this conveys a message to the people. Working together, I think we can get a powerful message out to people and hopefully avoid this type of situation in the future.
According to court documents, Alaska Wildlife Trooper Sergeant Matthew Dobson says he found 382 empty dog food bags in one room after executing a search warrant at Hanger's home in May. In those charging documents, Dobson explains that Hanger eventually admitted feeding as many as 15 bears a year. Each of those bags of attaboy dog food was 50 pounds, and Hanger admitted feeding a bag a day from April until mid-November. One of those bears was a sow that Hanger named Mrs. White as early as 6 years ago. During a recent visit, Mrs. White had two cubs in tow, and investigators claimed they saw two lactating sows at Hanger's residence, suggesting that another generation of bears have already been habituated to taking handouts.